This is Louie Avalier. It is Monday, June 15th. Okay, folks, obviously the relief rally we're having today in the market is wonderful. President Trump hasn't released or showed our allies at the G7 summit he's at now the agreement with Iran. I'm sure he can discuss the framework and all. But the bottom line is Strait of Hormuz is open. The naval blockade is over. And hopefully commerce will get back to normal. Now, he was getting warnings from the executives at the energy companies that inventories were being depleted at an alarming rate. So hopefully we can start to replenish those inventories. But I do want you to know that crude oil prices may remain fairly firm. They're about $80 a barrel right now on West Texas Intermediate. But they're going to remain firm until we replenish those inventories. We're in the summertime when there's peak demand, okay? And the real relief comes in the fall, which is right after Labor Day. Worldwide demand drops off. So, obviously, this is a big deal for the fighting to stop. And hopefully the U.S. and Iran learn to have diplomatic relations. Hopefully the Iranian people get assimilated with the rest of the world because they've been isolated. And then hopefully Iran stops funding the terrorist groups because, or terrorist proxies, because that's a problem for the whole world, okay? So this is going to be fascinating to watch. We'll have a lot to look forward to, okay? The other thing is, it'll be interesting to see how long President Trump stays at the G7 meeting. He really doesn't have friends there at all, okay? Because of the Digital Services Act, the EU is just hell-bent on taxing and fining U.S. tech companies, especially if they for tweets and things. Keir Starmer of Britain has proposed ending social media for everybody under 16, so no more Snapchat, YouTube, or TikTok, okay? And so this is very interesting. Europe runs on open source software. We in America run predominantly on closed source, although a lot of the cloud is open source. And in Europe, they can spy on us at any time. They can look at our emails or texts, everything. In America, they have to subpoena us to subpoena Gmail or iCloud or somebody to get access to our emails and texts. So Europe is a surveillance state. America is not. We respect privacy. So the tech companies have run to Trump for protection, even though, you know, when he first ran, they didn't really support him. But they support him now because Europe is just hell-bent on taxing them, okay, and fining them. And so it'll be interesting if this comes up during the G7 meeting. It'll be interesting to see his relations with Prime Minister Meloni of Italy. That was his buddy at one time, but, you know, she didn't let him use the Italian bases or fly over Italy to supply the our troops in Iran, that were fighting Iran, excuse me, we weren't in Iran. And then she got mad at him for his comments about the Pope. Okay, obviously she's the Italian prime minister, she's got to side with the Pope. So it'll be interesting if those fences get mended. You know, J.D. Vance had a chat with her, so did Marco Rubio. But I wouldn't be surprised if President Trump leaves that meeting early. So we'll see. And then they have to work on a joint statement, okay? And there's a lot of tension on the Ukraine funding because there's a kickback to non-war things, you know, funding the pensions and things like that for the people of Ukraine. So we will see. It's just going to be a very interesting week. The other thing is we have the Fed statement today, or this week, I'm sorry, we'll have that on Wednesday. And we want to see, under new Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh, what's going to be happening. I assume they're going to say that inflation's transitory because crude oil prices are going down I assume that will help. We had better than expected core inflation last week. That helps. But it's a little early to cut rates, okay? Because the high diesel costs really did increase the cost of goods and services. You know, everything you order that gets delivered, etc. So we shall see. Otherwise, I feel very comfortable that earnings are working. It's amazing how much our stocks rally when they rally. The analyst community remains positive, continues to revise their estimates higher. The market has broadened out. We're showing that we're in the top 20% market versus the top 10% the previous quarter. The top 10% does do better than the top 20, but you know the market's trying to broaden out. Fundamentally, it's definitely broadened out. We went from the top 30% to the top 65% on our eight-factor fundamental model. So these are all good developments. I do want to reiterate that Bank of America recently told everybody that we can't rally, that the top end is way ahead of the bottom end, the bottom end is going to pull it down. That Merrill Lynch strategist is a technical person. She does no fundamentals whatsoever, and I'm sorry to say she's an idiot. Okay, I'm really sorry to say that. So I do want you to be aware that the bears are still out there. There are still people who want you to move your money and stuff. Now, we have a problem, and I don't mean to burden you with our problems, but our real problem is you know, if you look at your accounts, you've been following me for a while, you've got probably at least your average gain is probably at least 180% right now. To pushing 200% today. And you should be approaching 40% up year to date. So we got a problem, okay? And we can't really change portfolios dramatically right now because the tax hit would be horrific, okay? And there's no reason to change the portfolios because of the growing order backlog, okay? And it looks like the data center boom is going to persist for 3 more years. Now, normally I hold stocks 5 to 6 quarters. I'm now holding them increasingly more 2 to 3 years. So enjoy the ride, folks. Obviously, we'll go in and fine-tune things. Obviously, we'll sell good stocks, buy better stocks. But, you know, it's really a very special time, the best market in over 30 years. So I want you to enjoy it. And obviously, we're going to we have the annual Russell realignment this month. The last Monday of the month is when most of the stocks should pop. Russell keeps refining the list. A lot of our stocks are being out of the Russell 1000, 2000 indices. So that's good. The other thing is we have another earnings announcement season. We tend to rally going in July 4th. And then we'll... have another earnings announcement season commence. And then the market might get bumpy in August, but right now it looks good. The July 4th is going to be interesting because you already saw the pre-celebrations at the White House over the weekend with the ultimate fighting and all that stuff and all the singing and all the airplanes. So they're going over the top to have a fancy show. So, although obviously not everybody was in the ultimate fighting, but anyway, at least President Trump enjoyed himself. So it's going to be interesting just to watch how things unfold. There's also a lot more UFO disclosures coming. That's is really more of a distraction, but I think that helps the market because it drowns out the negative news because people are so fascinated by this video or that video and that release. And it just means it's time to celebrate, okay? And then finally, short sellers have been neutered because one of the biggest short sellers got convicted on a criminal case. It's on appeal now. And so anybody who wants to short sell or throw mud on the market has to be really careful what they say, okay? So it's up and away. Obviously, we're going to have to back and fill here a little bit. If you have cash to deploy, I would wait for pullbacks. I know it's a very strong day today, but Just enjoy it. In the meantime, we see rates starting to come down. They were coming down all last week with the better than expected inflation, that the core rate was lower than expected. So that's positive. I do get questions a lot about the Treasury debt and everything. It's not a problem. There's record tax revenue. There's what we call the velocity of money, how fast the economy is growing, is picking up. There's very good GDP growth. I realize it's what we call a K-shaped recovery, where, you know, the top 10-12% of households are driving a lot of the growth. But it is time to celebrate. And so enjoy the ride, everybody. Wait for pullbacks. I do expect a strong finish to June. I expect us to rally going on July 4th. Maybe we pause, stutter step for a week or so, and then we have another great earnings announcement season. So hang on, enjoy the ride. And, of course, SpaceX is helping the whole market. Then we'll have the Anthropic IPO, the OpenAI IPO. So this just gets more investors excited. The market isn't static. It's growing. It's attracting more capital. There's still, last I looked, $7 trillion cash on the sidelines. So enjoy the ride, everybody. It's a special time. And, you know, this is literally a once-in-a-30-year rally we're in right now. So I want you to enjoy it. Take care, everybody. Louie Navelier.